Yoshua, Perichov Beis Pasuk Lamed. So the Bnei Gad and Reuven have explained themselves and what their intent was for making a giant Mizbeach as a memorial, but also as a sign to future generations that all of Klal Yisrael has a chelek in the Mishkan and that all outside bamos are forbidden. Lamed, Vayishma Pinchas HaKohen Unusiyeho Edah. And so Pinchas HaKohen and all of the leaders of the congregation, Veroshe Alfa Yisrael Asherito, and the heads of the thousands of Klal Yisrael that were with him, so they all heard as Hadavarim Asher Dibru Bnei Reuven Uvnei Gad Uvnei Menashe, the words that were spoken, the explanation that was spoken by the children of Reuven and Gad and Menashe. Interesting, it doesn't call them half of Menashe here, but of Menashe, because they are the children of the Shvatim who are expressing themselves in the way that everyone would be proud in Klal Yisrael. Hayom Yodanu. And they heard it, and I'm sorry, Vayitav Be'enehem, and it was good in their eyes. It was apparent from what they saw of the expressions and the explanations being given by these Shvatim that they were telling the truth, so they were believing their eyes as well as their ears. Also, we mentioned several psukim ago that they were questioned individually, and they all had the same consistent explanation. So the tribunal that had basically been sent by Klal Yisrael to either accept the explanation or make war has decided, let it be peace. Lamed Aleph, Vayomer Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen. And so the one who would speak was Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen, who was the leader of the expedition, essentially. And not only that, but the Malbim explains, Pinchas hischil lefayasam. The one who sought peace, and this is fascinating because we always think of Pinchas as this warlike individual with a spear who is killing the enemies of Hashem. And yet the first one to be Mefayes, the first one who is looking to make peace, is Pinchas. Brisi Shalom really was an accurate definition of what his inner self really was. And so now he is going to speak, and he's going to speak words that are going to be agreed upon by everyone. So Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen said, El b'nei Reuven vel b'nei Gad vel b'nei Menashe. Again, not called Chatzi Menashe, but to the children of Reuven, Gad, and Menashe. Hayom yodanu ki v'sochenu Hashem. Today we know that Hashem is in our midst. So not that Hashem is with you, not that you are separate from us, but Hashem is in the midst of all of us. Again, the moments of Achdus here are just astonishing, considering what we know about how easy it is for people not to be done Lekaps Chus. And we said that this group of people even came in with suspicions, but they are listening, which is always key. Don't go in with a closed mind. So today we know that Hashem is among us, that Hashem gave us the inspiration to have the conversation, the Metzudas David says, rather than to immediately accuse or attack. You have not committed this betrayal against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Az hitzaltem es b'nei Yisrael miyad Hashem. Then you had saved Klal Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, from the hand of Hashem. That is, excuse me. That is, says the Alshich, that building the Mizbeach was intended to be a vehicle, a salvation for Klal Yisrael. So that if our sons would have said this to your children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina would have rested among them in peace. So the Mizbeach itself plays a tremendously positive role. So that's it. There's no need for more discussion. They understand that they were always intending to make a positive step by building this Mizbeach. Lamed Beis, therefore, by Yashav Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen. And so Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen returned, v'hanasiim, and the Nasiim as well, me'eis b'nei Reuven, from the b'nei Reuven, u'me'eis b'nei Gad, me'eretz ha'gilad el eretz Kena'an el b'nei Yisrael. They returned from b'nei Reuven and Gad in the land of Gilad to the land of Kena'an, to the b'nei Yisrael, v'yashivu osam davar, and they gave them a report. Vayashivu osam davar is a word that can be loaded because that's the same phrase used by the Meraglim who gave a bad report of Eretz Yisrael back in the original time when Moshe sent the Meraglim. But also Vayashivu osam davar, I believe, is the same phrase used at the beginning of Yehoshua when Pinchas and Kalev bring back a positive report to Yehoshua. So Vayashivu osam davar can be a very good thing despite its negative associations in the Jewish past. So you see, one uses the qualities of speech for to letoeles for a positive benefit, or chas v'shalom for the opposite. Lamed gimel vayitav ha'davar b'nei b'nei Yisrael. There were no warmongers. There were no hawks who were desperate for some kind of conflict. Some people, unfortunately, thrive on conflict, but not in this case. In the eyes of all of B'nai Yisrael, they were pleased. Vayavorchu Elokim B'nai Yisrael, and the B'nai Yisrael blessed Hashem. V'lo anru lalos aleihem latzava. And nobody any longer spoke about advancing upon the 2.5 tribes with an army. L'shacheis es ha'aretz, to destroy the land, asher B'nai Reuven v'B'nai Gad yoshvim ba, where B'nai Reuven and B'nai Gad resided. The plan apparently becomes evident here, that they had planned on destroying them utterly, a true civil war that would have had untold consequences. Unfortunately, we will see this again by the Pilegesh Begiva, when the rest of Klal Yisrael almost succeeds in doing that to Matei Binyamin, that such things are possible, even between Jews. So this is a huge moment, that there was nobody who was still urging, well, maybe you got it wrong, maybe you misunderstood. Two different versions of the news coming from different news outlets, one critical, one non-critical. All of Klal Yisrael was very united. Lamed Dalet, last pasuk. Vayikra'u b'nei Reuven u'b'nei Gad la'mizbeach. And so, b'nei Reuven and God named the altar. And Rashi explains that what you should do is add a word in your head. Harei hezem min hamikros haketzarim, Rashi says. It's a pasuk in brief, so you have to add one word. So Rashi adds it for us. He said, lamizbeach, aid. Very appropriately, shortly, I'm recording this shortly after we laid Vayetze, where they named the stone Gal Aid, Yaakov, and then Lavan, with Lavan taking credit as if he had named it himself. But here they named the Mizbeach Aid, although the pasuk doesn't say so. Ki Aidhu Beino Senu, because it would be a witness, Ki Hashem Hu Hu Elokim, Ki Hashem Ha Elokim, that Hashem is God. It's not like Klal Yisrael, certainly in this generation, needed a testimony to that fact. But nevertheless, it was an important step taken as a reminder of that obvious fact that is so central to the belief of Klal Yisrael. So peace was made, no war took place, and now everyone is living in peace and tranquility, but Yehoshua is nearing the end of his days.